Thank you, Mark, and it's great to be with you again. I hope you're not wilting too much in this heat, and all your listeners as well. One of the most often cited reasons for people handing in their resignation to Boris Johnson last week was integrity. People didn't feel that he could be trusted anymore. And as you'll know, he's now stepping down as the leader of the Conservatives. One person who resigned last week was Sajid Javid, outgoing health secretary, and I quote, "I'm instinctively a team player, but the British people also rightly expect integrity from their government." Well, just in case any of you were worrying that this thought for the day is about politics, it's not. It's about integrity. Integrity is about when something is whole and not undivided. Integrity. If you say one thing and you do another, you're divided. If your loyalties are split so that you seek to serve people, but you're also seeking to serve yourself and your own agenda, you lack integrity. There's a verse in the Old Testament which is so important to me that my wife kindly turned it into a piece of artwork, which is on my windowsill, even as I speak, indelibly preserved in a piece of fabric with some embroidery. And it says from Psalm 86, verse 11, "Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name." Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. From Psalm 86, where David is asking God to teach him his ways and enable him to live with integrity rather than with division in his heart. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. Help me to walk with integrity. I have to pray that prayer every day because I know how flawed my human heart can be and how its motives can be so mixed, and how I can seek my own agenda and reputation rather than God's. Do you know, according to an interview with the BBC last Sunday, it was a Christian event, a prayer breakfast in Parliament, that actually acted as the final trigger for Sajid Javid sending in his resignation. And here's an excerpt from his interview with the BBC's Sophie Raworth. Sajid Javid says, "It may sound a bit strange, but I was listening to the sermon by this amazing man, Reverend Les Isaac. You know, he started Street Pastors. I was listening to him talking about the importance of integrity in public life, and just focusing on that, I made up my mind." Well, may the Lord give us all the help that we need to walk in the footsteps of the only man who truly walked his talk, Jesus Christ, and may he give us integrity. Thanks so much for listening.